So I wanted to welcome everybody to the Platinum Health Products product information call. And that product information call is, of course, a weekly event every single Wednesday. We will be taking next Wednesday off for the Christmas holiday. However, we'll resume again shortly thereafter. We are going to talk all about Tropic Oil, which is a pure virgin, actually what we call extra virgin organic coconut oil. And people ask, well, what's the difference in this coconut oil and other coconut oil? I heard coconut oil was actually bad for you. Scientists were wrong. And we're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk all about why coconut oil might actually be one of the healthiest fats that you could ever get. So let me go into moderator mode. And it's unusual doing this without Amy, but I will do my very best. Again, thank you for tuning into the Pure Planet Health, to the Platinum Health Products product education call. I'm used to doing my Health Discovery Show radio with other sponsors, and I sometimes go into that mode by accident. The call tonight is on Tropic Oil, the organic coconut oil that is, in my opinion, one of the most functional foods that we offer through Platinum Health Products. It was one of the most popular products as well. It seems like a day goes by that we don't get dozens and dozens of orders for Tropic Oil. And so I'm noticing that people are starting to order it in the large size as well, the gallon size. That's the way I've always ordered it. And if you're doing that, I want to recommend that you save your glass jars and then repackage just enough that you need for your cooking and things like that out on the counter in the glass jar, and then go ahead and put the rest into the refrigerator and then just take it out when you need to refill your glass jar. But imagine eating something like fried chicken or baked goods, stir-frying your vegetables, and not having to worry about fats and oils. Well, that is something that is really possible when you use coconut oil, because coconut oil is actually a fat that has slightly fewer calories than regular cooking oil. Despite what you may have heard, coconut oil is actually good for you, but it's only good for you if you choose the correct version. In fact, coconut oil has antiparasitic compounds. And it also is very good at boosting the immune system. But those two benefits of coconut oil will only be possible if you use a coconut oil that is low temperature processed. And we're going to talk about low temperature processing in a little bit later in the show, because a little bit later in the call, because many companies say that their product is low-temperature processed, but that is actually a half-truth. And a half-truth, as my grandfather told me, is just another name for a whole lie. You see, coconut oil was demonized in the mid-1900s. The scientific community actually was very critical of what they called saturated fat, and they grouped a number of fats into this category called saturated fat. And they said that this group of fats caused heart disease and led to obesity. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to get people to stop using saturated fats. And saturated fats were things like butter and things like coconut oil and things like bacon grease or lard. Those were all considered saturated fats. Unfortunately, they were wrong. You see, coconut oil isn't a saturated fat. It's a semi-saturated fat. It's in a completely different category than saturated fats. In fact, it's called a medium chain triglyceride. You could say, of course, because the scientific community still categorizes coconut oil as a saturated fat, that I'm wrong. However, if you look within the saturated fat category, only coconut oil has medium-chain triglycerides. And medium-chain triglycerides are Very, very important, because they're digested without stimulating the production of insulin or excess insulin. And when your body produces extra insulin, it causes your body to store fat. So again, this is vitally important, because people say, how could coconut oil, which is a saturated fat, how could it not give you cholesterol? How could it not contribute to blood platelet stickiness? How could it not contribute to obesity? And the answer is that it is a medium-chain triglyceride. And other fats, other saturated fats, stimulate the production of excess insulin, and that causes the body to store fat.
Absolutely. Hi, it's Amy. I finally made it. I apologize for that.
Well, I want to welcome the moderator of our call and the co-founder of Plasma Health Products to the show tonight. And
sounds like I'm not the only late party joining the call.
Yeah, we got a very large contingent of people who have joined us, and we're talking about coconut oil tonight.
Yeah, and we're talking. I heard you talking about the medium chain triglycerides, and I just wanted to mention quickly that Eric Mies, which is and he has an amazing physique, is one of the premier fitness gurus out there. He eats this coconut oil by like the tablespoonful, and the reason he does that is because it gives him a tremendous amount of energy, and he takes it for these MCTs, these medium chain triglycerides, what Dave was just talking about, these healthy fats that easily burn in the body without stimulating weight gain or fat storage. So Eric says that, you know, prior to his workout, that the MCT benefits that he gets from like a tablespoon of coconut oil are just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, they are an instant source of energy, which is really good, because your body will typically seek out the fats in your diet, and they will digest them first. And if you are being active, then they could easily and instantly be converted into energy for the body when they are medium chain triglycerides. So again, there is an interesting story about coconut oil, and it happened, as we were saying, the scientific community in the mid-1900s told everybody they shouldn't be taking coconut oil. And so in the commodities market where coconut oil was sold, instead of people buying coconut oil, they were selling coconut oil. And at any time in the commodities market you have more people selling than buying, the price goes down. It's like free enterprise. It's supply and demand. And so the price of coconut oil went so low that some cattle ranchers who were, you know, thinking they were pretty smart, they said, hey, we're reading all these stories about how coconut oil fattens people up. And now coconut oil is really cheap, really inexpensive, so why don't we buy the coconut oil and feed it to our cows? And then they're going to get fat.
But little did they know that those were the leanest cows that they ever had.
Absolutely. The cows became very lean. And the reason why is because when your body starts burning fat, it likes to keep burning fat. And when you burn medium-chain triglycerides, which are easily digested, they break down very quickly and become energy for the body, then your body says, hey, I like this using fat as energy thing. It's working out pretty good. And so your whole fat metabolizing, energy is, or the energy from fat metabolization is the energy of choice for the body. And soon you find yourself burning fat as opposed to keeping fat. So, again, that is interesting to note, that it is not a true saturated fat. Now, if you want to understand this just a little bit better, there's an illustration I like to give, and it requires a pencil and a paper, but if you take and draw a triangle, and imagine that each tip of the triangle is a receptor site, and this is basically a fat deposit, fat molecule. And on the tip of one of the things, you put a piece of fat, and that is a corn oil, or let's say it's soy oil. It is a vegetable oil, and it has one of the potential receptor sites with a fat molecule on it. And here's the thing. The other two receptor sites will quickly take on oxygen, and those two oxygen to one fat will oxidize that fat. It will become a trans fat. And so when people tried to sell corn oil and they tried to sell, you know, other vegetable oils, they found that those vegetable oils would quickly rancify, and so they weren't very good commodities. They didn't stay on the shelf very long. And so what they did was they come up with a good solution. They said, hey, instead of letting oxygen get on there, let's put hydrogen on there. Hydrogen doesn't oxidize anything. And if there's hydrogen there, then the oxygen can't go there. So on that little triangle, you now have to put hydrogen on two of those points. You have fat on one of those points, and now what you have, ladies and gentlemen, through the magic of modern science, is a hydrogenated oil. Two hydrogen, one fat. Well, that protects it from, and then they could store it and sell it and keep it on the shelf for years and years, and that means they make more money. And so they decided that everybody should be taking this hydrogenated oil, which they converted with flavorings, artificial colorings, into margarine. So now you get this hydrogenated oil with artificial colorings and flavorings, and they're telling you it's better than, say, butter and better than coconut oil. But unfortunately, they were wrong. And since they turned everybody on to these hydrogenated oils and told everybody to go away from butter and coconut oil, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, heart attacks, clogged arteries, the need for bypass surgeries, all these things have gone through the roof. So obviously they were wrong, and that's not unusual for them to be wrong. But the hypothyroidism and cancer were also suddenly going through the roof. And so, again, coconut oil is a good thing because it is not really a saturated fat. It has medium-chain triglycerides. But we are talking about some other potential benefits to coconut oil. And in order to do that, I want to keep going on with our little triangle. So let's strip away. We know what a hydrogenated oil is, and we know what a vegetable oil is. But we haven't talked much about, let's say, what a saturated fat is. Well, a saturated fat is one where all three of those points have fat on them. So you have a fat molecule on the tip of every one of those points. Now that is a saturated fat. And a saturated fat, again, is very difficult for the body to digest also because there's no place else for digestion to begin. All three of the receptor points are saturated. So when that fat goes into your body, unless you have a lot of fat digesting enzymes, which isn't really going to do anything much more than recycle the fat, that fat is not easily digested for energy. It's very difficult. So that fat is typically either expelled by the body or it is stored by the body. And if you have a lot of fiber in your diet, chances are the fats will get expelled by your body. But if you don't have a lot of fiber in your diet, chances are that it won't move through your body very fast. And thus, a lot of it will be absorbed. So you don't want it to be absorbed. You'd rather that it pass through your body. But a trans fat, when they stay in your body, the first, not a saturated fat, but trans fats tend to stay in your body and become fatty deposits. And, of course, saturated fats tend to stay in your body and become fatty deposits. And so what the beautiful thing about a medium-chain triglyceride, let's go back to our triangle. We strip off all the fats that made it a saturated fat, and we put two fat molecules onto this structure. Now, this is a medium-chain triglyceride. We have a long-chain triglyceride, that's a saturated fat. A short-chain triglyceride, that's a vegetable oil. We know that those two are way different, but when you have a medium-chain triglyceride, that's where two of the three are containing fat. And that is pretty cool because your body quickly latches on with an enzyme or oxygen onto that third receptor site and helps the digestion of that fat. So it's very easy to burn because it's easy to split apart, but it's very hard to rancify because the fat outnumbers the oxygen. So if oxygen happens to attach itself to that third receptor site, but there's no digestion going on, there's no enzymatic activity going on, that's not going to rancify. And that's why coconut oil resists rancidity. You could keep it out on the counter for a year, and it won't go bad. You do that to corn oil, it's going to go bad right away. And so coconut oil is the vegetable oil that is a, you know, they tried to take this vegetable oil and categorize it as almost an animal fat, because all your saturated fats are animal fats. And they tried to take coconut oil and put it in that category, but it just doesn't fit. It has its own category called a medium-chain triglyceride, and that's a very, very good thing. Now, we talked about, and Amy, I didn't know if you had prepared any questions because you were running late, but if you have, I always appreciate your input.
Okay, sure.
So is there any place that, anything that you've prepared before I move on?
Well, definitely there. I want to talk about some of the benefits of coconut oil, but if you wanted to kind of talk about the, you know, the attributes as you are, that's totally cool. And then we can get into some of the benefits of using.
Well, why don't we talk about the benefits, and I could tie those back to the phytochemistry of the product.
Awesome. Well, so many people have used and benefited. We touched on the weight loss issue, which is really, it seems almost illogical. It seems that really doesn't make sense that you would take a fat to help you lose weight, but you showed us that, yes, indeed, that this healthy fat with the MCTs is an amazing energy source and does not cause weight gain. So that is really awesome. Another really awesome thing is that you can, anyone that has thyroid issues, the tropic oil or the extra virgin organic coconut oil is very good. Do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Well, the thyroid issue is something that's important when it relates to caprylic acid and monolaurin and some of the other phytochemistry of coconut oil. These are naturally occurring compounds, and they could stimulate, along with a diet that includes sea vegetables and exercise, as well as a reduction of the amount of meat that you consume, an increase in the amount of fruits and vegetables. As part of a thyroid-stimulating diet, coconut oil is vital. It is one of the key components to a thyroid-stimulating diet because of the caprylic acid and some of the other phytochemicals that are in, that are part of, again, cold processed coconut oil. And cold processed and cold filled coconut oil, again, are something that we're going to get into before the end of the show. So yes, it is excellent for thyroid, and the reason why is because it helps to stimulate the thyroid, and that's important in today's world where so many people are suffering from underactive thyroid or hypothyroidism. And again, it's part of an overall diet that includes sea vegetables that have iodine, as well as an increase in fruits and vegetables that have certain fibers that are also stimulatory to the thyroid, and then a reduction of meat, red meat particularly, which overburdens the thyroid. So just a little bit of advice about the thyroid as well as using tropic oil.
Awesome. Now, the coconut oil has been widely used, and we've recommended it before in our Candida Battle Plan and on our Candida Anti-Candida conference call to use the tropic oil as part of your plan to battle funguses or Candida. Do you want to talk a little bit about that subject?
Well, actually, there are some components of coconut oil that have been shown to be antiviral. They're in the caprylic acid and some of these other compounds are definitely in the antiviral palmitic acid, and these other compounds are definitely antiparasitic. They could be antiviral and antifungal. And so we've recommended that you not only use it topically on nails and other, you know, parts of the body. You could use it as a douche, as part of a douche with warm water. You also take it internally, and it will help, again, with yeast, fungus, and parasites. And this, again, is most evident. The benefit is most evident when you have a low-temperature process so that many of the phytochemicals are not destroyed by the heat of processing.
And I'm reading here that there was a study done at the University of Iceland that showed that capric acid, which is a 10-carbon saturated fatty acid that is in the coconut oil, causes the fastest and most effective killing of all three strains of Candida albicans. And it says it leaves the cytoplasm disorganized and shrunken because of a disrupted or disintegrated plasma membrane. Lauric acid, a 12-carbon saturated fatty acid, was the most active at lower concentrations and after a longer incubation time. The study shows promise that all the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil work together to kill Candida albicans. So there definitely is some scientific backing. Also, Dr. William Crook, who's an MD who wrote the really amazing book called The Yeast Connection, also endorses the coconut oil and talks about the caprylic acid that is naturally contained in the coconut oil, because a lot of times, as we always talk about whole food supplementation, yes, you can go to your health food store, and yes, you can buy a pill of caprylic acid, but as the study at the University of Iceland showed, it's the fatty acids working together, not just the caprylic acid. So if you're taking them in a food format like the coconut oil, it's going to be much more effective than just going to the health food store and buying a pill of caprylic acid.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be advocates of whole food nutrition. And whole food nutrition oftentimes is completely misunderstood by those who would rather isolate, concentrate, and provide a mega dose of a single compound that performs well in a clinical setting, perhaps in a test tube or in a petri dish. However, in nature, in a biodiverse organism as we are, it's really important that we understand that the biodiverse organisms that we eat are going to be compatible and not megadose single ingredients. And again, they contain compounds that are yet undiscovered that are complementary, and that's an excellent example.
Awesome. Now, another thing that the coconut oil is so beneficial for is digestion. Many people have reported great relief from digestive disorders such as Crohn's disease or IBS, otherwise known as irritable bowel syndrome, after adding a little bit of coconut oil into their diet. And there is, many doctors and pharmacists around the world recommending this. And you can go on the website. There's all type. You can go on the internet and Google, and there's all types of research about coconut oil and digestive health. So many of us suffer with, poor digestion, and the coconut oil is a very easy fat for the body to digest. And when you cook with the coconut oil, you don't have that heavy, horrible indigestion like you can get, or I oftentimes get when I eat a lower quality oil. So that's another added awesome benefit of the coconut oil, is it's very easy to digest.
Well, I think that if you're talking about digestion, you also need to talk about the inclusion of, again, parasites oftentimes dramatically affect digestion. And so when you have the caprylic acid in, and the lauric acid particularly, in the coconut oil, you start to eliminate parasitic worms from the intestine.
Right.
And that is definitely going to aid overall and the digestive function of the body.
Absolutely.
So, moving on to, are there any other benefits you wanted to tell everybody about?
Skin health is another one. Whether you suffer from eczema, psoriasis, even dry skin, the coconut oil is an amazing product for both internal use as well as topical application. Do you want to share a little insight on that? Dave?
Well, Dave? I definitely do recommend coconut oil to be applied directly to any dry skin areas. I also think taking a couple tablespoons in your bath water is an excellent way to get it spread around and on around all of your skin, and then letting yourself drip dry to a certain extent, pat dry, and let that coconut oil stay on your skin. You could also put your head under the water and get it worked into your scalp and your hair And even after shampooing, it'll stay on your scalp and be really excellent for, you know, skin condition. It is going to help to insulate the skin, which will trap moisture underneath. The dryness will begin to self sort of heal. It isn't the moisture from the coconut oil per se. It's more the insulating power of the coconut oil and the layer of skin and the contribution to the that insulation and the holding in of moisture that is going to have an excellent combination. Old because their skin is dry and the heat easily escapes through dry skin. However, when your skin is moist, then it's much more difficult for that to happen.
And I like to shave with the coconut oil. I really don't like to use a lot of creams and lotions on my body, but I shave with the coconut oil, and my legs are after shaving with the coconut oil, amazingly soft. We have a lot of men that shave with it on their face, and it leaves the skin feeling tight and toned and just amazingly soft, better than any aftershave or lotion that I've ever seen. You just have to be a little bit careful not to slip in your shower.
I've never used it to shave my legs, but I definitely, a light film on the face makes for a much smoother shave, and I definitely believe that following that up with a little bit of aloe vera as an aftershave is a great combination.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we touched on weight loss. We touched on fungus and viruses. We touched on thyroid. We touched on digestive problems and nutrient absorption. Did we touch on parasites at all? Was that a little bit in our digestive discussion, I think?
Yeah. The lauric acid is definitely something that is highly effective, one of the most effective remedies to support the elimination of parasitic worms. I think that when you combine it with, you know, other therapies, it makes them more effective, and it could also be used during a fast to help accomplish the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, now that we talked a little bit about the benefits, why don't we talk about the quality? What makes our organic tropic oil different? Well, one thing is that it's 100% pure, extra virgin, certified organic coconut oil, and that sets our coconut oil definitely ahead of the pack. Why don't you tell us what extra virgin means, Dave?
Well, before we get into that, I wanted to add one more thing. A lot of people are worried about cholesterol in today's world, and cholesterol is typically coming from the foods that we eat, the baked foods and the fried foods that we eat. It also comes from, obviously, the animal products that we eat. And while many people have reduced their fatty meat consumption, they are not reducing their consumption of other things. Now, remember that even trans fats will be used by the body as fat in the formation of things like sperm cell membranes and cholesterol that is used inside of our body to carry out good positive function. And so the problem is that we typically do not allow our body to control the amount of cholesterol that it's manufacturing. We force cholesterol into our body through our diet. Well, coconut oil is a completely non-cholesterol-containing and non-cholesterol-promoting fat. It does not contribute to blood platelet stickiness, which means it doesn't cause blood platelet aggregations, which lead to heart attacks and strokes. And it does not contain cholesterol. And when you use it to substitute for other fats that you typically might have used that are contributing to cholesterol, it is just amazing overall at helping you to reduce the effect of or the negative potential effects of a high cholesterol diet. So I just wanted to touch on that. It is the low-fat fat. It is the anti-cholesterol fat, and a lot of people have given it a bad name. They don't understand that. I wanted to make that clear.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a quite an amazing product. Sometimes it defies our logic, but it is an amazing, amazing product that everybody should incorporate into their nutritional supplementation. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what the extra virgin heading means to our product?
Well, there's a few ways of making coconut oil. The way that is common is where most coconut oil comes from is actually a chemical extraction. They take all the meat from the coconut, they grind it up, they soak it in a solution which has a couple of chemical additives in it, and then the oil rises to the top of that solution. They skim it off, and that coconut oil typically contains residue of the chemical that it was used to extract, as well as the heat that was used to extract it. And it is perhaps the lowest quality coconut oil. It's the one I don't recommend. It's the one that's used in theaters to make your popcorn and stuff like that. Even though it is coconut oil, it's not the good stuff and is probably just as bad as other stuff.
And so yeah. All the awesome things we talked about, like the caprylic acid, the lauric acid,
the
MCT, the monolaurin, that probably is not there in that highly processed, mass-produced version of coconut oil. Would you say that's accurate?
I would say that's accurate. Yeah, still medium-chain triglyceride, but that's the only thing left.
Okay.
The next type of coconut oil is the coconut oil that they make down in the Caribbean, where they just take the coconut and they boil them, and then they skim the fat off the top, and they use that for their baked goods and stuff. Again, that's better than the chemical extraction. It's a gentler extraction. They don't work into the meat of the coconut as much. And that, I would say, is still not ideal. It's not. It doesn't have all the qualities, but there's at least no chemicals in it, and it hasn't been heated so hot that it's actually rancified, which is oftentimes the case with other coconut oils that are in the chemical and heat extraction process. But what we talk about next is virgin oil, and virgin oil is that which comes out from the first pressing of the coconut meat. And then extra virgin is that which comes out simply from the centrifuge extraction, which is like the, sort of like the inner softest part of the coconut yields the most oil, and that is removed, and that's where the extra virgin or the virgin organic coconut oil comes from. And so there is, ultimately, it is perhaps the highest quality coconut oil available on the planet. It's the top 1%. It's the stuff that we recommend, and it is done through a cold process, which means that there's no heat used in the extraction. So I hope that explains it.
Awesome. And we're 100% pure, and we are certified organic by QAI, by USDA, so it is the absolute highest quality coconut oil that's out there that is available that we have in Platinum Health Products. And let's talk a little bit about, again, what makes us unique, again, what makes Platinum Health Products special, and what we put our names behind is we do a hand-poured coconut oil. That is really rare, and it takes a lot of human effort and manpower, where most other companies use a high-heat process to mechanically pour the oil. So, Dave, do you want to share a little bit about the kind of painstaking efforts that we take to ensure that we don't heat up the oil too high to destroy, some of those things that we talked about?
Well, I think that's important to note that as a company, we examined the need to keep a low temperature during our filling, because when they fill the 55-gallon barrels over in the Philippines, that is naturally melted because it melts at 76 degrees. However, in order to put it through a machine that's inside of a building, and that building's typically is air-conditioned, and these machines are made of steel, and you have cold steel, and you need to put coconut oil through cold steel, well, that coconut oil has got to be hot to go through those filling machines. And so they need to heat up the coconut oil in order for it to pump through the machines properly. And as a consequence, we question whether they should still call it cold processed. Ours are just filled enough to 78 to 80 degrees, which is lower than body temperature. And that is just enough to make it liquid. We open a spout, we fill the bottle, And ours marbles in this beautiful way. If you look at our coconut oil, it's not flat like other people's coconut oil. It's marbled. You know, it has this amazing texture to it. And that is because of the low temperature filling process. And those that have a very consistent, almost like margarine in the tub, you know, consistency, well, they definitely have been heated.
Right. So we take extra care and concern, as we do with all the products that we have at Platinum Health Products, to make sure that it's handled in the utmost, you know, quality way to ensure that you get the most out of that product that you're purchasing from us. So,
but let's say that you do want to use it in cooking. I found that you could use about 10% less in recipes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot. We have several recipes on the website that you can check out. We have some banana muffins, I believe. There's some. Tell some of the recipes, I think, that you guys have made at the Snack and Sip and stuff with the coconut oil.
Well, we have a fake peanut butter that's really delicious and nutritious. We have, mm-hmm. like, a gravy recipe that's just phenomenal using activated barley and coconut oil. We also have one of my favorite. It's like a dessert. You take coconut oil and agave syrup, you warm them up to about 80 degrees, and then you fold in rice bran solubles until it's the consistency of dough. You then make little balls, roll the balls in crushed soaked almonds, or, you know, almonds, you soak them overnight, then you pat them dry, then you crush them, and then you roll that in that, and it tastes phenomenal. You could also put the almonds into the batter and then make balls and then roll those in coconut. Either way you choose to do it, they're absolutely delicious and really, really good for you. And people would definitely think that they're dessert. They make a great snack for the holidays even. And they're very, very much, I would say, on the healthy side versus other stuff.
Absolutely. And go onto the website, check out those recipes. And we've already, you know, taken the recipe and we've cut the oil down, and then so those are the exact recipes and amounts that you should use for those. But if you're trying it with your own recipes at home, like Dave said, cut it back by about 10 to 15% sometimes, because you will find, I found that when I started making my banana nut bread, that I needed to cut it back about 10%.
Now, I personally think that if you do fry eggs, if you do stir fries, that you'll definitely like it. And a lot of people will mix a little bit with butter, like 1/3 butter and 2/3 coconut oil. They say that it's really awesome, and the people who used to – I don't think butter is a bad thing. I think that it should be organic, raw if possible. However, the you know, butter is one of the few dairy products that I actually approve of. You know, cottage cheese maybe being the only other. So, and, you know, of course, if you get a micro-processed casein-free and lactose-free whey, then that would also be on my approved list. But very few dairy products are on my approved list. But if you want to make some butter with the coconut oil, you might be surprised at just how good it tastes.
So some of the ways that I like to use the coconut oil is on hot cereal. I just use the straight coconut oil. I think Dave still mixes it in combo with the butter, but it makes an amazing flavor. Also, like Dave was saying, frying eggs in it, I think it makes the most amazing fried eggs or scrambled eggs with a little bit of coconut oil in the pan. Or you can just spread it on your toast and act like butter, or mix it with butter, and as a way to, you know, get that tablespoon or two or the recommended dosage into your diet on a daily basis.
Definitely.
So how much coconut oil would you recommend that a healthy person take on a daily basis, Dave?
I would say up to a tablespoon raw, just eating it, you know, raw, and then up to 2 teaspoons additionally, assuming that they're a large person, you know, like, you know, 150 pounds and up. Otherwise, I would back off of that a little bit. No more than 2 tablespoons a day. I would say like 4 to 5 teaspoons a day, and it should definitely be, you know, 4 to 5 teaspoons a day, and it should definitely be part of it raw, part of it without.
Without cooked. Being cooked.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, did you have any other information or that? And
well, the main thing I wanted to tell people is that it's so functional that you could use it in baked goods. You could use it in energy food, for example. If you take it and mix it with activated barley, if you mix it something like that, you could take it before a marathon. It's amazing energy food when combined with other things. So it's very, very functional. You could use it as a massage oil. You could eat it raw. You could make desserts with it. You could make gravy with it. You could fry eggs in it, fry chicken in it. There's just so many things that you could do with it that everybody should have it in their house, and they should mix it into their lifestyle because.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I bought a gallon of it, and I separated some out, and I kept the gallon in the kitchen, and I spooned some out to put in a container that I have in the bathroom that I use, you know, for skincare and shaving and things like that. And like you said, it's just absolutely versatile. You can use it raw. You can cook with it. You can use it on your skin. And when you do use it on your skin, you're getting a lot of those same benefits because the skin is an organ, and the skin has pores and can absorb these nutrients right through the skin. So it's a wonderful way to, you know, moisturize yourself as well as getting some of these really good fatty acids into the body.
And again, if you're on an anti-parasitic diet, if you're seeking to lose weight, if you, you know, have these needs for your thyroid, obviously you would, this is the fat that you really want in your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like I said, at Platinum Health Products, we have the 1 gallon size. We also have a 16-ounce size. I believe you save quite a bit when you buy the gallon, and you can it has a very long shelf life because most of us, our homes are air conditioned, so it's going to stay at a solid temperature. As Dave mentioned a while ago, so when it stays at the solid temperature, it will not go rancid. And if you want to extend that shelf life, you can easily keep it in the freezer and then just pull it at the freezer or refrigerator and just pull it out when you're going to use it. The one thing I do want to caution everybody or tell everybody when you're cooking with it, sometimes it does help to melt it to get it into a liquid state first, because sometimes it gets a little bit hard to, say, stir it into your baked good recipes when it's in its more solid state. So just a little helpful hint, when I was making my banana bread and getting a little bit frustrated with it, I just got it to a liquid state so I could measure it out and fold it into my recipe a lot easier.
That's right. Yeah, I agree completely. And so I think that coconut oil is, again, getting very popular out there in the market. Ours is in a glass jar. Ours is cold processed. Ours is about the best price you're going to find and the highest quality available. So if I were you, I would definitely take advantage of it and tell your friends about it. It's one of the easiest products to get people turned on to, and one of the easiest to really sort of, to use as well, because it's so functional. I'd like to unlock the phone after I thank Amy for the time that she spent on this call tonight. I hope that because this is the last call before we go out for Christmas, I hope that everybody will have a safe holiday. I hope that you'll be around the people that you love. And thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that, and I apologize for me being late and a bit unprepared. There's just so much going on during this holiday season right now, and the traffic is really horrible, as I'm sure you all know. So thanks again for taking time out of your busy lives to be with us on these product education conference calls. So, Dave, did you unlock the line, or should I?
I believe I did.
I don't hear anybody. Is anybody?
Hello.
Hi. Do we have any questions out there tonight?
Yes, I do. First question is, I'm in Chicago.
Okay.
So when I get a call that says this conference call starts at 6 Eastern time or whatever, what time is that for you guys?
That's 6 Pacific and 9 Eastern.
Okay, so what time is it where you're starting?
Are you Central Time in Chicago?
We're going to have to ask everyone to hit *6 on their phones if they haven't already done that, because we're getting so much background noise. So if everybody could please do that if you haven't already.
I think Chicago, if I'm right, is Central Time, so that would start at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
My phone, so I missed some of it.
Okay. 8 p.m. Central Time. I believe Chicago is in the Central Time Zone.
Okay. So you guys started at what time is it where you are now?
We start at 6 o'clock, so it's almost 7 o'clock right now.
Okay.
In California.
Oh, you're in California.
Yeah, we're in California. Okay. So you wow, I apologize. There's we're getting some feedback, which makes it difficult.
So, Amy, did you hear the question?
I thought it was just about the time that we started, which I think I clarified on that. So we will be back here next week at 6 p.m. in California, Pacific Time, 7 Mountain Time, 8 Central Time, and 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And next week's product education call is going to be about activated barley, one of our also one of our very favorite and most popular products. So it's another certified organic product that we're very proud to have in our line.
Well, I want to thank everybody for having been on tonight.
Can you hear me?
40%.
Yes.
I do have another question about the coconut oil.
Oh, okay. Sure. Go ahead.
I want to know, can you use coconut oil for at high heated temperatures for like frying or cooking?
The coconut oil should be done for everything except for deep frying. It's not meant to be heated that high. However, for stir fries, for baking, and for, you know, pan frying, it absolutely is ideal.
Like, I've fried chicken in a pan with the coconut oil. It's like, I would not put the coconut oil in, say, like one of those things called a fry daddy or something like that. Yeah, so do it more just in the, like, pan frying or stir frying, like Dave said.
Apparently somebody is not realizing that they're you know, holding their phone next to another phone. There's probably a cell phone next to a handheld phone next to a TV or something, but we're getting feedback that is making it impossible to finish the call as far as questions and answers. But if you have questions on this subject, please don't be afraid to call PHP order or 888-747-6733. That's 1-888-747-6733, and we will get back to you with answers to those questions.
Absolutely. Or you could email the question to info@phporder.com, and those will get forwarded to Dave or myself, and we'll make sure and get any answers back to you as quickly as possible. Again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us tonight. We're going to be back here the Wednesday after Christmas on the 27th and talking about activated barley. And, again, we really appreciate you taking time to be with us tonight during this holiday season, and we look forward to speaking with you after Christmas. Everybody have a really wonderful Christmas. We hope that you enjoy time off and with your friends and family.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays,
everybody. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You so much.
Happy holiday to you, too, Mary.
Happy holidays.
I thought you said you weren't having a program after Christmas.
Amy, okay. Are we on next Wednesday?
We
no.
are on Wednesday the 27th
with
activated barley.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry for the miscommunication. we check out our check out on the website on phporder.com. We have a calendar of events now that also tells the subject matter for the conference calls coming up. So check that out.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.